Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
This harmony, this closeness with colleagues and business partners and personal relationships maintain their independence that you and they need to thrive. So how do we move now, understanding the styles of the relationship and the attachment that people have to each other, understanding the tools that we can utilize in order to effectuate, dissipate, dissolve the dis-ease that so many people put into their relationships, whether it's business or personal? How can we move towards a more secure attachment in a relationship, a more dissipated, dissolved dis-ease of comfortability and confidence in our relationships in order to effectuate the productivity, the accessibility, and the gratitude that we want to have in our personal and professional pursuits with others?
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
It's time to understand relationships, and nothing's more valuable in life and in business than our relationships. And we have certain attachments to relationships. To empower entrepreneurs and leaders to understand their attachment styles to these relationships and use this knowledge to enhance those relationships in business and life, we need to develop self-awareness, communication, emotional intelligence, so that anyone can move towards more secure, fulfilling relationships and to greater success in their entrepreneurial endeavors. Within the context of relativity or relationships, I utilize a criteria to know my own attachment to whether it's a blessing to bleed or feed in that relationship, the relativity of that person, and of course, the association and attachment that I give that. The attachment theory is a framework that explains how we form and maintain these relationships using the criteria of bleeding and feeding, relativity, and association. It's one of the largest predictors of success in both personal and professional relationships, is how we understand this theory and framework that we form to build and maintain these relationships. it matters because understanding your own style of attachment in relativity, association, and bleeding and feeding can only improve not only your romantic and family relationships, but also how you build partnerships, how you negotiate, and how you lead in business as well. There's several key styles that I want to review with you to help you to facilitate what's best aligned with your skills, your knowledge, and your desire, how you show up in personal and professional relationships, and why it matters to entrepreneurs. The first style is one of anxiety. It's an anxious preoccupation style that so many people have. They have a fear of abandonment. They have a constant need for reassurance and insecurity. Usually they're pleasers. In effect, they don't like to receive. They are faced with a difficulty in trusting others. They often feel overwhelmed, especially when business relationships seem distant. What we need to do in this type of style, if you are one of these anxious, preoccupied people that are pleasers and constantly need reassurance and are insecure in your relationships, personal or professional, you need to build self-awareness, number one, to learn to trust your partners and colleagues and use effective communication to maintain a healthy style of a relationship. And so in order to do so, we need to get alignment, take action, and prepare for adjustments. And instead of having the FOMO, that fear of abandonment, the fear of missing out, we can turn that into JOMO, the joy of missing out, by utilizing and effectuating effective communication with others. The second style is one not of necessarily this preoccupied anxiety, but it's more of an avoidant style. Usually has a disorganized approach to it. Some key indicators are they have emotional swings between avoidance and anxiety, and it leads to great inconsistency. Inconsistency is the predator of creating void shortages and obstacles. The challenges that they face create difficulty in making decisions. It's very chaotic in its own nature. Once again, also mistrusting others, but has a much more unpredictable behavior in business. And so if we're dealing with, or we are more in the fearful avoidance, disorganized type of style, then in that relationship, we must focus in on several different things. One, regulating our emotional status, utilizing the stop, drop, and roll methodology. When our mind, body, and soul become on fire, disorganized, and have an emotional swing, reacting to fear with severity, instead of trying to go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it, just stop. Breathe, drop down to ease, and then roll back into a successful divine direction, allowing the detours that will occur to be divine in their nature, and detaching from the outcomes of which we don't understand or know or can't control into what I call divine time. This will help you develop consistency and address the root causes of the anxiety in your personal and your professional life. And so utilizing and understanding between the two different fears that we have, either the preoccupied, anxious, or the disorganized, fearful, leads us to the third type of style, which is a more dismissive, avoidant type of style. We see these people, they desire to be independent. They can emotionally detach from any situation and are reluctant to form deep bonds with people. And so they have a challenge in for us to help with the difficulty in building trust and these deep connections with employees, partners, or clients. And to help that success, whether it's us or others, we need to help embrace vulnerability and openness while maintaining the independence that they strive for and through. It's easy for us to help reframe this self-reliance to work with, not against, other people. And understanding the collaborative, communicative, and coordinated movement in a healthy relationship by allowing the dismissive avoidance to dissipate and disappear. And then finally, the last style that we want to identify is a more secured attachment to things. These people are confident, they're emotionally stable, and very open and vulnerable. Their challenge, though, is to relate to or manage people with insecure attachment styles can be very difficult. They don't identify with the other three styles that are fear-based, anxious-based, and are closed or dismissive in their relationship. So it becomes very frustrating for the secure attached individual in these, in understanding their relationship. They like to lead by example with empathy, patience, and strong communication to help others develop secure habits and mindset, but they must also have patience and believe in the divine direction, the divine detours, and the divine time, all a common denominator of what we're doing.
Imagine starting a small business, your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast. Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
So what are the tools for entrepreneurs and leaders that we can utilize understanding relationships and the four styles of people in those relationships? The number one tool that an entrepreneur or leader can utilize is self-awareness and reflection. They need to understand which style each party in the relationship is utilizing and their participation in their perception and how it impacts your leadership and communication with those people determinative upon your understanding of their style. Also looking at the clues and the patterns so that we can make better choices by identifying the patterns that may limit your success in the relationships or business partnerships. And so self-awareness and reflection are crucial tools for entrepreneurs and leaders to effectuate strong bonds of trust and productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. The second tool to utilize is emotional intelligence. We need to develop emotional regulation to manage the dis-ease, to build and dissipate the dis-ease in the relationships and enable us to have challenging, uncomfortable conversations that are pursuing the truth so that we can strengthen the bond by shortening the distance of resistance that we create through these different styles by utilizing wisdom and faith in order to shorten that distance of resistance to dissipate, dissolve, even disappear the dis-ease that we create. It's actually counterintuitive to have these challenging conversations, uncomfortable conversations, in order to do that, utilizing emotional intelligence as a tool, as an entrepreneur and a leader, to enhance your ability to understand others and their style and respond with empathy in business negotiations and team management according to the style of the individual that you have identified and to manage the stress, the dis-ease, and those challenging conversations. The third practical tool for entrepreneurs and leaders is simply effective communication. To live in spirit, inspired, to learn how to express needs and boundaries clearly, especially with our colleagues, partners, personally and professionally. If we don't create these boundaries of what we can and cannot do according to our skills, knowledge, and desire, knowing I am not the FOMO or the JOMO or the FOPO or the JOPO, the fear of missing out, the fear of other people's opinion, but instead the joy of missing out and the joy of other people's opinion. Be a JOMO, JOPO, and learn how to express the needs and our boundaries clearly according to our skills, our knowledge, and our desires, and our timing and risk tolerance. Master conflict resolution through effective communication with others and your source, and build trust by fostering the vulnerability, honesty, the potential of the truth without triggering those other individuals, aligning with their style, not creating more anxiety or avoidance in those others, determinative upon their style of attachment to relationships. And then finally, the fourth tool is to create those boundaries and set them appropriately. Understand how to set boundaries that align with your style of relationship and the demands of your personal and professional life. Not looking for a weighted balance or a balance of any kind, but instead harmony according to the circumstances that actually exist today. By taking and learning the lessons from the clues, the patterns, to make the choices in a divine direction, making our detours divine in their nature and allowing for divine time to elevate our awareness to how we are getting to where we want to be or better. This harmony, this closeness with colleagues and business partners and personal relationships, maintain their independence that you and they need to thrive. So how do we move now, understanding the styles of the relationship and the attachment that people have to each other, understanding the tools that we can utilize in order to effectuate, dissipate, dissolve the dis-ease that so many people put into their relationships, whether it's business or personal? How can we move towards a more secure attachment in a relationship, a more dissipated, dissolved dis-ease of comfortability and confidence in our relationships in order to effectuate the productivity, the accessibility, and the gratitude that we want to have in our personal and professional pursuits with others? Number one, we need to shift that insecurity to security. Techniques to gradually move from insecure attachment behaviors to secure attachment, to utilize patience, persistence, and self-compassion to both help other people with personal growth and business success. Remember, the fastest way to create security is to help somebody get to where they want to be or better, or ask them for help. This is the reverse Ben Franklin effect of becoming an investment of each other, of creating a neighborhood, a community with each other, of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other for life, which leads me to the next way to move towards this security and comfortability in relationships. It's building lasting, fulfilling relationships, not only building a community of people that want to help each other and know how to help each other, buy from each other and sell for each other, but for life, to create secure, long-lasting connections with our partners, our colleagues, our friends, clients, by nurturing the emotional maturity and openness that needs to exist according to the styles, the tools, and moving towards or pursuing this security, this comfortability and confidence in our relationships and of each other. Encourage growth and security in those around you to foster a healthy work and personal environment, to create that neighborhood, to create an entire frequency of people that want to help one another and know people that can help one in each other. And how then can we transform our relationships to transform our lives? Knowing our values is critical. Understanding our own values and aligning that with the people by understanding the style of their own attachment to relationships, the tools that we have, and how we create security, dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the fear, the anxiety, the uncomfortability that exists. We need to know our values and make sure that we align our values with other people, determinant upon the three criteria. One, are our values aligned with those that bleed us and feed us? I used to think that we should, I had a saying, if it feeds you, feed it. If it bleeds you, fire it. That's not true. According to the style and the relativity and the association, we can determine if bleeding is a blessing or not. So our children will bleed us, but it's a blessing. Our parents will bleed us as they get older, but it's a blessing. Students will bleed us as we teach them. Mentees will bleed us as we mentor them. The athletes will bleed us when we coach them, but the bleeding is a blessing. And to feed others is a blessing as well. And so to align our values with those that bleed and feed and make sure that they are aligned, and that is determined whether or not we feed or bleed or fire them or let them fall away from our lives. And so knowing that people around us and surround us are the right people with the right ideas, we must know that they are grateful to find alignment in the light, the love, and the lessons in every situation, event, or circumstance. Two, crucial that we align, that we are forgiving. If you want to dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the dis-ease, there is only one formula in which to effectuate the dissolution, the dissolving and dissipation of the dis-ease, and that is forgiveness. We don't forgive other people in their style of relationship. We forgive ourselves. We don't forgive others because they deserve it. We forgive ourselves because we deserve it. And we then can give what we have in our hearts, our minds, and our hands, which is forgiveness. Forgiveness will put us at ease. Those people that practice forgiveness and can forgive as close as they can the unforgivable, or another way to look at it is how big of a spectrum of spheres of influence are your forgiveness and how far does it go? Aligning people with the ability to have a participation in finding the light, the love, and the lessons give us divine detours. Forgiveness gives us divine time. Remember that money, it comes and goes, but time, it just goes. And in the relativity of these relationships, we know that time will go. Some relationships also will come and go just like money. The third value that we need to align with in creating greater relationships and transforming these relationships to transform your life is accountability. we must be accountable in our relationships with the styles, the tools, and of course, the security that is created. Accountability asks ourselves in each relationships and the circumstances that don't turn out with outcomes the way that we want them to. We need to take responsibility and ask ourselves, what are we supposed to learn from this relationship? Two, what did I do to attract these relationships? You know, people will date someone and it may be an abusive relationship. And then they say, I'll never do that again. And the only thing that changes is the form of the person, but it's the exact same relationship. And so we need to take accountability and ask ourselves, what did I do to not only be responsible and learn, but to be accountable by asking ourselves, what do we do to attract this relationship and what am I supposed to learn? Why do you keep attracting the same type of people in your life? What are you supposed to learn? Well, by looking at the style of the people, to understand the tools that you have as an entrepreneur leader, and the secured attachment that you have in order to transform yourself, you must learn to find the light, the love, and not only through gratitude and forgiveness, but accountability of responsibility and attraction. And finally, in perception. What am I doing to participate in the perception of how I deal with the relativity or these relationships, bleeding and feeding, association, etc.? What am I supposed to learn from my own perception of it, utilizing these tools in order to effectuate a better pursuit of your own potential of I am, not this is what I want people to think I am. No more FOMO, no more FOPO, fear of missing out, fear of other people's opinion, but just JOMO and JOPO, joy of missing out and joy of other people's opinion. And when we utilize these three layers of accountability to take responsibility, to look at the traction and the perception, we can learn more to heal those relationships, dissipate, dissolve, and disappear those. And then finally, the last value, which we talked about in each of the contexts of the style, that we utilize the practical tools and how we move forward with our transformation is the effective communication, not just effectively communicating with others, being vulnerable and honest and learning from what the gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability has brought us, but more importantly, to effectively communicate with that which inspires us, something bigger than us. We all have something bigger than us, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing that loves us, protects us, promotes us even more than our own mothers. And when we can effectively communicate in spirit to others and through others, then we can transform our relationships and transform our lives. Looking at the takeaways of understanding relationships, the styles, the tools, and the pursuit of our potential to transform as leaders, entrepreneurs in our personal and professional life, understanding the harmony that exists, not a balance of understanding how we're utilizing the divine direction, divine detour, divine time in order to effectuate an abundance in our lives. We have to have attachment mastery that can unlock profound success, not just in our personal life, but in your entrepreneurial journey. We can understand the different styles of attachment that we can gain with powerful tools for enhancing our leadership to utilize intelligence in following and listening for, to building better families, teams, communities, and neighborhoods of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other by forming stronger partnerships, greater bonds that are based off of trust, not fear, wisdom and faith, not ignorance and arrogance. And this path to growth is an understanding of ourselves and others, utilizing the criteria of bleeding and feeding and association and relativity to give us insights to develop deeper and more meaningful, valuable connections of providing more of what people want, taking away some, if not all, of what they don't want. which will ultimately drive success in every area of your life, creating less disease, more passion, more purpose, more profitability. If you can learn the styles, to understand the theories that of attachment, of dis-ease that exists from the anxious preoccupied to the fearful avoidant to the dismissive avoidant to the secured attachment. Utilizing the practical tools of self-awareness and reflection, emotional intelligence, effective communication, and boundary setting to move towards more JOMO and JOPO, the joy of missing out, the joy of other people's opinion, by shifting from insecurity to security and building lasting, long, fulfilling, profitable, passionate, and purposeful relationships in our lives, a neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. By aligning our values of gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons to give us the perspective. Forgiveness to dissipate, dissolve the dis-ease into ease. Accountability to understand responsibility, attraction, and our participation in perception to expand our own knowledge by learning lessons through accountability in order to effectively communicate, to live in spirit, inspired with something bigger than us, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that protects, promotes, and loves us more than our mom. This is how we transform our relationships. Through understanding and knowing to transform our lives. The path of growth is in this understanding of yourself and others. Use these insights to develop that deeper, passionate, purposeful, and profitable, meaningful connection, which will ultimately drive success in every area of your life. This has been the Understanding Relationships Training, 25 years of free Friday trainings. If you'd like that guide, or the workbook, or both, with Jack Canfield and I, of creating the life you love. We love to send that to you, David@dmeltzer.com, David@dmeltzer.com.